This is inviting me and Professor John Moffat for hosting my visit. So I would be interested to discuss some recent my works on the formation quantization of general relativity in connection to loop quantum gravity. So we have two non-perturbative background free formalism for general relativity. Perhaps during the last 40 years, it was an intensive work, if to start with ADM formalism and deformation philosophy, Fedor's of quantization. So loop quantum gravity proposed a very rigorous scheme of quantization, general relativity. There were still problems with Fedosov quantization, deformation quantization, because they were oriented to almost Keller structures, Poisson structures, but general relativity in Levi-Civita formalism is represented in a different form. But finally, this variant of Fedosov quantization was solved. And my purpose, general purpose, is to present a bridge between loop quantum gravity and deformation quantization, which is not a trivial task in the case of nonlinear field theories. And as a matter of principle, we need a dictionary for two communities of physicists working in quantum gravity, because mathematical backgrounds are different. The general aim splits into four explicit purposes. I will compare results and methods of loop quantum gravity and deformation quantization. I will try to present a unified geometric approach to loop quantum gravity and Fedosov quantization using non-holonomic Ashtekar variables. I will formulate a model for Fedosov-Ashtekar deformation quantization of general relativity. And finally, I will speculate about applications of both formalism to nonlinear systems, geometric mechanics, analogous gravity, and so on. I will use a simplified language, which is familiar for people from general relativity with Milner, Thorne, Wheeler, Rovelli, and Tiemann books. So I'm not going to present a very sophisticated mathematical language to try to convert you into Finsler geometry. You'll hear a lot, many times this word, but these methods will be applied in general relativity. So this is the idea. Let's have a look at a formal scheme of quantum gravity. In both cases, we start with a pseudo-Riemannian metric. In both cases, we have splitting. In the first case, 3 plus 1, in this case, 2 plus 2. But it is non-holonomic because I need almost Keller structure, so I cannot obtain almost Keller with a simple dyadic splitting. In the, there is a parallel similarity. In order to solve the constraints and in the approach in the ADM formalism, we need Ashtekar-Barbero variables. In this case, we need to introduce almost Keller non-holonomic variables. So formulating loop quantum gravity, we have this approach, Ashtekar connections, master constraint program, and so on. This way, we propose Fedosov-Lagrange deformation quantization. We introduce almost symplectic normal D connections, and we judge about quantum Einstein equations effect at 0 degrees cohomology. So for this seminar, there is a background preprint recently published. There is under consideration and elaboration another preprint, and I would say that a few words about almost Keller structures to be used. So we need usually the deformation quantization used almost symplectic manifolds. For almost symplectic manifolds, sorry, it appeared. We have an almost complex structure, a symplectic to form, which is related to metric, and by acting of an almost complex operator, we have a coordinate representation, and we mimic a complex structure, but the reality is that this is not complex manifold. We work with real, because almost complex. And there is a very fundamental result by Karabegel and Schlichtenmeier, which states, if I take an affine connection, in general with torsion, then I can obtain a compatible with a complex metric structure, almost a symplectic form, almost complex, almost Keller structure, if the torsion satisfies this condition. And in this case, we automatically can apply Fedosov quantization approach. The Keller case is a particular case. Okay, questions? And that's why up till this year, perhaps nobody was able to quantize general relativity. How to apply to general relativity? Not modifying the classical theory, because Einstein, Cartan, VST quantization, they were elaborated, but for generalizations. Can we formulate general relativity as an almost Keller structure? If yes, how to define the almost symplectic variables, preserving the canonical form of general relativity? In order to solve this problem, I had to use some idea which exists in Fiesler, Lagrangian Fiesler geometries, but to introduce them in general relativity. So for me, it was clear, because I worked more than 20 years in Fiesler geometry, that because there is an so-called almost Keller realization of Lagrangian Fiesler spaces, they can be out, sorry. The difference between symplectic and we have an almost complex structure. And in this case, we can introduce even affine connections, not Levi-Civita, but they are with torsions. And this form is also the most important, the symplectic form should be closed. So we generalized, because in the Keller case, you have a canonical trivial connection, canonical symplectic form, but this doesn't work for general relativity.
On almost symplectic, you can define a fine connection, but it must have a torsion.
In the canonical approach, but I want to do this for general relativity. What will be the trick? So we can obtain a deformation quantization for these geometries. But this is not general relativity. So the idea was that let's introduce something like Fieser-Lagrange variables in general relativity, construct an equivalent almost Keller model, and apply deformation quantization. So this was published very recently, more exactly, it is not yet published. So I present the proofs. So this result exists. How to do, and it's of course as a preprint. But the point is to um, considered for general relativity. And the main idea was that if in usual Fischler geometry I split the tangent bundle of a manifold by nonlinear connection splitting, in general relativity I have to consider similar 2 plus 2 or n plus 2 decomposition of general relativity, and introduce a local fibered structure. So formally, geometric formalism will be the same, but we work on different spaces. In this case, it's a pseudo-Riemannian in general relativity and Einstein space, but there they worked on tangent band. Reality is that, this formalism of non-holonomic manifold, it's a very sophisticated geometric approach. It came from non-holonomic mechanics. There is a recent monograph at Springer, but the concept was introduced in 26 by Branchanum, if you see in Max Sinet, by 200 papers. So this formalism is not very well known in North America, but in Europe, in Japan, in Russia, they worked a lot. What is really this? Non-holonomic manifold, it can be a pseudo-Riemannian one, which is endowed with a smooth and orientable non-integrable distribution. Let's describe this construction in a simple form, in coordinates. I introduce the so-called analogs of base coordinates, these analogs of fiber coordinates. And for me, this the simplest case of an holonomic manifold is to provide the so-called splitting structure, splitting indices in the fiber, A, B, or I-mimic fibers, indices on a base, which is mimics in general relativity for this distribution. So this is a nonlinear connection. It is defined this Whitney sum. And of course, the simplest case you are very familiar, we know this for linear connections, when we have linearity on these fiber variables. And in this case, automatically exists the so-called unadapted frames. We want always to be able to control splitting, horizontal, vertical, conventional. And these non-holonomic frames, you can compute the non-holonomic coefficients via nonlinear connection structure, and they will give us an induced torsion in the future. Even we work, but this will be not torsion like in Einstein-Cartan theory additional field, but because frames are rotating. So this is a fictive torsion. Now, let's go to the next step. If I consider that my pseudo-Riemann manifold is endowed with n connection structure, I can always parameterize a metric, a general metric in this form. You know this form, it is similar to Kaluza-Klein, but this is not Kaluza-Klein because I do not consider compactifications. This is in four dimensions. So it's a formal representation of diagonal metric, I call it, because I can diagonalize all where these two multiply to two matrix this one. But in general, this will be of diagonal terms. And with respect to those unadapted bases, co-bases, I can write the metric in D form, distinguished form. I use the word D metric that it is adapted to the nonlinear connection. Bold face letters always contain something n elongation. This example arises from the geometry of the so-called Lagrange spaces. If I take D, not a pseudo-Riemannian manifold, but a tangent bundle. In this case, for a regular Lagrangian, not degenerated Hessian, I can introduce a so-called spray values, define a canonical nonlinear connection structure, And the most important thing is that the nonlinear geodesic equations, which define nonlinear connections, are equivalent to the Euler-Lagrange equations. So that this approach of geometrization of mechanics is different from that of Marxen. It was introduced by Kern in 64, but it is very important for me because similarly, I will construct an analogous parametrization of Einstein theory, which will help me in these Lagrange variables to define canonical, almost complex structures. After I will define, I can quantize, following deformation quantization. So, Finsler spaces. Everybody considers this to be a very sophisticated geometry, but reality, this is a particular homogeneous case on these fiber coordinates for a Lagrangian. So this is a particular case of Lagrange geometries, and after that I will tell you about Lagrange modeling. So there is a theorem that any Lagrange Finsler geometry can be modeled as a non-holonomic Riemannian manifold or equivalently on the tangent bundle with canonically induced such metric structure with those n-adapted frames. So mechanics can be represented like a Riemannian geometry, but with some non-holonomic distributions. The idea was inversely. Can I construct a picture, an equivalent picture? Of course, it will be only geometrically formal because mechanics usually is an Euclidean space constructed. But I can, of course, consider relativistic mechanical models. But to introduce, like in old those textbooks on with imaginary time, so pseudo-Euclidean signature to be only formally. So this analogy will work only formal, but physical consequences will be different. So it exists always Lagrange-Finsler variables in general relativity. It follows from this general argument. If I take an arbitrary pseudo-Riemannian metric, I choose a generating Lagrange function of this form, which induces metric, I have to solve algebraically these systems of equations. So I have 16 unknown Philbin variables. This is given. This in general relativity contains 6. So as a matter of principle, algebraically, I can define and introduce Lagrange-Finsler variables in general relativity.
The longest definition to using, I don't know. But that's a formula that I know, that's just the formula for the frame field.
Yes.
Function of frame field.
Yes. So I have.
What I need to understand about deformation quantization or principal geometry or these other things if I want to start there.
In order to introduce a good, almost complex structure, which I can.
So let me just sort of. What manifold could completely more. I'm not a mathematician.
Yes.
But I know what an almost complex structure is.
Yes.
On what manifold are we introducing an almost complex structure for the case of general?
I will take a pseudo-Riemannian manifold, and I will deform its connection frame structure, defined unically by the metric to get an almost complex structure. I don't know how to construct a necessary almost complex connection. In Finsler geometry, I know how to do this. In pseudo-Riemannian geometry, nobody proposed this for geometric mechanism of deformation.
What is the meaning of deformation?
A bit later, okay? It will be explained. So the meaning is that I introduced 2+2 splitting. Well, on the space time.
So I have a four-dimensional
space. Yes, and space time. But okay, for arbitrary one, I do not have this nonlinear connection structure.
Okay, so what is the nonlinear connection?
A non-holonomic connection is a non-holonomic splitting. So I can introduce, because general covariance, you know, it mixed everything, every my parameterization. But if I introduce a distribution 2 plus 2, I have to control it such a way to obtain an almost Keller structure.
What you mean is that in the tangent space at each point, I have a distinguished two-dimensional submanifold.
Yes.
They don't necessarily integrate to...
Yes, yes. So, yes. Yes, non-holonomy because it's not integrables. I'm sorry, these are synonyms about distribution. So it's correct, yes. So this is the idea, because if I work with integrable distribution, it will be not almost scalar. It's automatically, you know, it's trivial integrability. So, but frames, tetradic formalism exists in general relativity, but it's for deriving all canonical most complex structure, I cannot work with arbitrary tetradic or dyadic formalism. I have some way to constrain them, you know, and this constraints gives you non-holonomic character. You are doing the same in the later is loop quantum gravity. You introduce arbitrary 3-pass-1 splitting, shift vectors and lapse function. You find some constraints, but there you do not deform the connection structure. Now, here it will be deformation of the connection structure because of this non-holonomy, but it will be a unique one deformation, dictated by the solution of Einstein equations. So the idea is that I can represent the Einstein theory as usual, I can represent its Ashtekar variables, I can represent the Spinor variables. I want to represent it in convenient, almost scalar variables. In the first case, in loop quantum gravity, you can solve some constraints. They became polynomial for your purposes. In this case,
what's confusing, I mean, some solutions of the Einstein equation in 4 dimensions and then an almost complex structure. Most do not. So that's what
you're about. But I model, I deform. So it will be a bit later clear. Now I discuss about this non-holonomic structure, but later I will explain how to obtain it a canonical one, dictated by an Einstein metric. So this is the point. In any case, we are working on pseudo-Riemannian manifolds with this horizontal and vertical prescribed non-holonomic distribution, and we can introduce, let's say, connections, linear connections, which preserve under parallelism the M-connection splitting. So, for instance, the Levi-Civita doesn't preserve. Levi-Civita connection, it's a general covariant. We consider another class of solutions, of connections. And because of this splitting, we have distinguished vectors, horizontal and vertical, because that splitting, which I introduced, Whitney splitting, dyadic. And of course, any connection groups into the horizontal covariant derivative and vertical covariant derivatives. For such class, for these classes of deconnections, I can compute in usual form torsion, curvature, so torsion, but everything splits into horizontal, 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 vertical, because I put, so there are some irreducible representation. These are base indices, base and fiber, base, and so on. I omit explicit formulas, they are in the preprints component formulas. They are like, you know, in Meissner, Thorn, Wheeler formulas with respect to arbitrary non-holonomic bases, tetradic bases. But here we keep into account splitting, non-holonomic splitting, horizontal, vertical. And now the trick, the main trick is this, which I learned from Finsler geometry, and I hope will explain your question to understand. So, what is Lebesgue-Witte connection? By definition, it's a connection constructed in a unique form by a metric, such way to have zero torsion and to have metric compatibility. This is Lebesgue-Witte by definition, but it is not good for deformation quantization, because you remember. The idea is that let us consider a class of metric compatible connections, any metric compatible connections, which also satisfy, they may have some induced torsion, but all should be defined by a geometric principle, by the same metric, pseudo-Riemannian metric structure. So I represent the Lebesgue-Witte as a another connection uniquely also defined by the metric, point functional dependence, and this will be like a distortion tensor. This is different from the Einstein-Cartan spaces, because Einstein-Cartan connections, this is arbitrary one. You need additional field equations for the torsion. This torsion will be like induced by non-holonomic frames, by non-integrability conditions. So I can work with this connection. I formulate Einstein equations for this connection. They look very nicely. I a bit sophisticate this. I work with this connection, which is all components are uniquely defined by the metric. The Einstein equations for the Lebesgue-Witte will become more difficult, but that will result me in an almost scalar structure which I can quantize. So it is like Ashtekar-Barbero variables. You introduced that inner Z parameter, you make more sophisticated polynomial dependence, but they transform to be real. This is convenient for loop quantization. In my case, okay.
I think it would be nice if we'd spend a couple of words on what is deformation quantization of Poisson structure.
Later will be. At the end, after I introduce these variables, after I define Ashtekar variables, and after that I give Poisson structure.
Yeah, because a statement like the Lebesgue-Witte connection is not good for deformation
quantization. Yes, it's not obscure. From the very beginning, it was a result. Almost Keller structures can be quantized if they are compatible with a symplectic structure, if torsion is satisfies the condition to be this one. So if I work with the Lebesgue-Witte, I cannot satisfy this condition of deformation quantization. So I cannot satisfy. Lebesgue-Witte, this is zero. So this, it's not defined. So theoretically, more than 10 years, people consider it that I cannot quant.
There's a lot of background here that you're assuming we know that at least some of
the. I see.
Okay, so if you start with, you all know general relativity. You start with the metric, and you keep mentioning Poisson structure. What Poisson structure? You keep mentioning deformation quantization. What does that mean?
Yes. The purpose. I need to introduce variables. After that, I will explain you what is Poisson structure, how deformation quantization work. But at this moment, we need to introduce the variables. So for the almost scalar geometry, just for the for Einstein theory. So before I will show you how work Poisson structure, how the formalisms works, I need to introduce necessary variables. Before you show how loop quantization works, you have to define Ashtekart variables and Barbero. So I'm at the level when I try to introduce Ashtekart.
Go back to where, so you have this P, which is this distortion or inversion tensor.
Yes.
You say that's determined by the metric as well.
Yes.
Okay, but you don't say how. What is the equation by which that's determined by the metric?
Yes, the equations are given just by that non-holonomy coefficients, by the equation, they are determined, I told, by this coefficient. This ends, this effectively induced torsion ends, and they are in the metric. So it will be like they will have the same coefficients as the Levi Civita. But because the frame is non-holonomic, when you compute the torsion, in usual case, you get zero, but non-holonomy contributes here. So the idea is that I fictively diagonalize the metric with the price of pumping these n coefficients in non-holonomic bases will induce me like a torsion, but this torsion is completely defined by the metric. So if I found a solution of Einstein equations, I introduce this parameter.
What is the equation that determines the torsion as a function of the metric?
The equations? By deformations, I explained the deformation to the Keller structure.
And with which equation?
Commutator of frame. So this is a non, is not Levi-Civita connection, it's a distinguished connection which preserves parallelism.
But there is a condition there, an equation, is preserving the parallelism.
Yes, yes, equations of parallelism, when I define the deconnection. So when I define this deconnection, I compute these coefficients, then I compute the coefficients of the Levi-Civita.
So the condition is that C is equal to zero, or L is equal to zero, or some coefficient? The torsion is a function of the metric.
I compute this in unique form by the metric, and I compute the Levi-Civita in unique form by the metric.
But usually, if you impose just metricity, it's not, you don't have a unique connection.
I understand that. So the question, the condition is that the vertical torsion is zero, the horizontal torsion is zero, but metric compatibility conditions are satisfied, but one could be torsions because of the frame. So this uniquely defines, like you uniquely solve equations for the Levi-Civita, saying that torsion is absolutely zero. In this case, I also define the unique connection defined by metric. So there are two metric compatible connections defined by the same metric. One is good for deformation quantization. One is good in usual general relativity. They are different. This contains an induced contortion by non-holonomic frames. If I work in n adapted bases, they have the same coefficients. But please not be surprised that they have the same coefficients, because connections are not tensors. So if two different connections with respect to a frame have the same coefficients, they are not equal, because they are subjected to different transformations conditions. So one is subjected to the condition for the Olmos scalar geometry. Another is for the conditions of Levi-Civita. But because they both are defined by the same metric structure, I can always uniquely contortion compute. It's a non-holonomic frame. So everything is closed. What?
The normal of TR, you have an Einstein concerned space. You have the usual symmetric, non symmetric connection. And you find that when you solve the compatibility equation, the torsion is not determined. It's undetermined. Now, here,
the torsion is determined.
You're saying that with this formalism, you can determine the torsion.
So
the problem I think in terms is that the 24 torsion coefficients, the torsion gamma, which cannot determine, they're undetermined through the compatibility.
Yes, but if you introduce that splitting.
You're doing the splitting, so now you have additional structure. And from that structure, you get equations that can determine.
Yes, for this structure, for splitting, for non-holonomic splitting. The point is that because you cannot define a Hamiltonian for loop quantum gravity.
So somehow what you're doing is something like the following. At each, I introduce an orthonormal frame at each point with the additional property.
Yes.
That frame 0 and frame 1. Pick out, span a two-dimensional subspace, okay, and they're orthogonal to the two-dimensional subspace spanned by frame 3 and frame 4. Okay. And I call that a 2 plus 1 splitting, which is anholonomic, so it's local.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you adopt structures of Cartan geometry to this
splitting. Yes.
And then you say, okay, given that I've distinguished the 0, 1 from the 2, 3, I can label that by an almost complex structure. That is, I take this subspace to minus times this subspace, and the reverse, so that the square is
yes.
minus 1.
Well, data from one goes to the another and back.
Okay, so what you've done is just is the analog of the 3 plus 1 splitting.
Yes.
But
with another purpose. You want to get a Hamiltonian in 3 plus 1 to write Wheeler-DeWitt equations. But in my case, I don't want this. I need almost complex structure. Because with Wheeler-DeWitt, rewritten in Ashtekar-Barbero variables, you solve the constraints and apply Dirac quantization, solving the constraint. In my case, let's say, I don't take care about Dirac equations. I know how to do with almost Keller world. So I move the constructions to the almost Keller one.
But suppose you were doing, you know, canonical quantization, but on non-initial data. That's what you would do. You would look for a 2 plus 2 splitting with a non, you know, plane, and an orthogonal non-plane.
Let's see.
And then on a null surface, at the end of the day, there's no constraint. Is that what you're...
No, later, because it will deviate too much. Finally, I will put together, I will consider two vibrations on the sense, 3 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2, because you are interested, not only you. Finally, I put myself the question, how the method of loop quantization, the...
Wait, you keep pointing forward, but we're just trying to understand it.
Yes.
So the structure is general relativity with the preferred
yes.
Decomposition.
Yes.
And each tangent space into a two-dimensional yes. space, which you call the
yes.
one, so it's a period.
Yes.
Everything else is just additional words and
stuff. Yes, 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 yes. So I'm still in. So at this moment, having that decomposition, I can introduce almost complex operator. It is defined by the n coefficients induced by an effective Lagrangian. This is an effective, not real. But I need analogy. I will explain later why I need. I can define the symplectic two-form is the metric defines a symplectic to four. And the most surprising thing for this connection, this is also almost symplectic. So the form is closed. That's why, for instance, Marx and geometrizations and so doesn't work this way. They work in a
different. So just a question. The J, yes, is given, is just tells you what's the preferred two mesh associated.
Yes.
The N is a consequence of the J.
Yes, 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 yes.
The theta,
yes,
okay, is also just a consequence of the J. The definition is there, theta of X and Y.
Yes, yes.
The metric of J on X contracted with Y.
Well,
the above where you are, then in both. So when we come to DJ,
yes,
is D, so that defines an object D hat, which is a new connection.
Yes, this is a new connection. This is almost symplectic connection. Is defined everything by J. This symplectic form is defined also by J. And we can show that this symplectic form is an absolute differential of this connection, but with an effective Lagrangian, and these forms are closed.
So what do you mean by this effective Lagrangian?
This effective Lagrangian, I explained in the past, I can always introduce those Lagrangian coordinates. Why I have to introduce?
Yeah, I guess I missed that. So what is the relation between these two, plus two splitting and this?
No, 2 plus 2 splitting, so just a moment. I present it. So when I, these n coefficients, if they are represented in this form for the metric, for this metric, I can prove that the form is closed. So I can consider not arbitrary 2 plus 2 non-holonomic, but such splitting generated by one effective function. I can always prescribe it. So like you prescribe any one you shift. It's a question. Yes, but you know, in HTCR variables, you get complex constraints. In HTCR Barbero, you get real constraints. Here, if I consider non-holonomic splitting induced by L, I can derive such connections, which are exact almost scalars. Contrary, the form is not closed. The form is not closed. In string theory, they work with not closed, but I need general relativity. Yes. So the point is that prescribing a generic effective Lagrangian, we always get a canonical top 2 plus 2 L. L is this generated splitting, and construct a more scalar model of general relativity. So I obtain this almost scalar structure, which I can quantize. I quantize in that letter and in that paper on physics letter A, which will be soon appear. Okay, but at this moment, I would like to do another trick, not to quantize in almost scalar, but to introduce at this moment HTCR variables to see, you know, well, one world I constructing by deformation quantization, one world of quantum gravity you construct by loop quantization. Can I put a dictionary, like between Chinese and English? Sorry. So for a lot of people, so if I, this is not a trivial task, because two different methods of quantizations, two formalisms, the theory of nonlinear, so we do not have nonlinear functional analysis. So if I would be able to perform deformation quantizations in HTCR variables, I hope I would have some credibility from these people. So this is the pragmatic purpose of this seminar. And the new. So in this case, I have to start to talk a new language. So I introduce unadapted 3 plus 1 splitting. This means a double 2 plus 2 and 3 plus 1. For simplicity, I consider topologically. I introduce well known for you formalism with Lepp's function. Sorry, I changed because I have n for n connection is a tradition in Lagrangian geometry. So, and I use bold-faced vectors. What mean bold-faced? That they already are adapted to the 2 plus 2 splitting. After that, of course, I use primed indices as internal indices. They split into the space type. And in this case, the frame parameterization in this is in this form, metric also. So, of course, I obtain a three-dimensional metric. I put label L because it keeps in its mind also 2 plus 2. And the reduction works also. So, 1, 3. So, like, I go always with two textbooks, one on deformation quantization, one on loop quantization. So it's known. If I use for an arbitrary affine connection just the Levi-Civita, you get the usual loop quantum gravity. But the idea is that to use, because I want to do deformation quantization, not Levi-Civita, but that another connection, normal connection, which is useful for the deformation quantization.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Instead of the complex connection, the reason you do it is because you choose to have its own space to.
Yes, phase by polynomial.
However, the problem there always was that you have to get back, if you get polynomial equations, you have to get back to, so to speak, normal GR.
Mm-hmm.
This is not easy.
Yes, it was Barbero.
You have to interpret what you quantize. This is a typical problem.
Yes.
Why is what you do, what is it that you're doing?
I do not need to solve that problem in my case because I apply method of deformation quantization and it works for almost Keller structures.
So can you solve standard canonical Hamiltonian constraints?
In almost Keller quantization, they do not deal with Hamiltonian representation. It's like a different.
Let's see.
Yes. So you still want to keep me in that world, but yeah, it's a good question. No, it's not. But I also try to solve using another method. So this is the idea. So
information quantization through this language can solve problems that you couldn't solve with canonical quantization.
They solve different.
I'm showing this now.
So it's it solves differently. It's a different method.
Yeah.
There is Lagrangian method of quantization, there is Hamiltonian. So usually you know this, if you introduce image the parameter, you work with the usual configuration space. But suggestion is to generalize the Ashtkar variables. With this unically induced distortion, it can be computed explicitly via almost complex tensor defined by the metric, all formulas defined. And surprisingly, for this case, for this generalized Ashtkar deconnection, I satisfy the conditions of applicability of almost Keller quantization. So I deformed the connection structure, so I don't take care about polynomial and so that. Because almost Keller only constraint this, me. And I can perform at this level, I can perform deformation quantization in such generalized non-holonomic HTCAR variables. Or I can apply a loop quantum gravity with induced torsion. There is by Simonetti Fratelli a work, Simonetti Mercuri, sorry, from the this work, but there was additional fields, Einstein, Cartan. In this case, my torsion is induced by metric. It's a fictive torsion because of non-holonomy. So I don't need, perhaps in the future, I would see a variant how to modify this work with induced torsion. But for deformation quantization, I can work with this.
Sorry, what you're proposing, is it something different or is it a generalization? The question is, can you find an L for which your construction gives back the original?
Yes. So, it's yes?
Yes. What is the L?
Lagrange, this L.
So, can you find an L such that your generalized connection is exactly the HTCAR?
Yes,
L?
Yes.
So, which L do you have to take?
Okay, in general, if you take all classes of solutions, you know, but for instance, I can fix, let's say, a black ellipsoid solution. For instance, I have a metric. For that metric, I can compute L.
You mean the L dependent on the metric?
No. Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's not. No, I was asking whether there is a priori an L dependent on the metric.
No, dependent, this means a complete mechanization of general relativity, which is not good. Not what.
Whether what you're proposing is, you know, a generalization of HTCAR model, or it's something different.
It's a deformation. It's a non-holonomic deformation of the HTCAR variables, uniquely defined, like you went. Yes, but it's not the canonical. It's different. But with these generalized HTCAR variables, I can apply Fedosov quantization. After that, in this moment, I have 5 minutes because I started at 2:05. 5 minutes, I hope I finish. And after that, if you question, so I'm in time. So I control. There are. So after that, deformation quantization works automatically. You take textbook things. So one introduces, in general, deformation quantization, the main purpose is to define star product. If you define the star product and compute its cohomology, zero cohomology class, it is considered the problem is solved. From formal point of view, another things to make compatibility with physical applications, but I mean mathematically. Well, having this canonical symplectic form and this metric, we introduce this, a kind of anti-symmetric complex metric. By the way, by deformation quantization, all non-symmetric theories can be also quantized. I don't know how to quantize non-symmetric gravity with in loop formalism, but in deformation you can do a lot of things. But it's formalism are different. I wouldn't like to say that it's better or not. So we can consider projectors on three-dimensional space, and the deformation quantization means is that you consider formal series on a d parameter. For a Poisson manifold, you have Poisson structure, in this case defined by this non-symmetric tensor. So the Poisson, it can be used. So
B is your H-bar.
Yes. I'm not going to go to general Poisson manifold. So that Poisson structure defined by the almost complex structure, it's enough. Almost scalar structure, it's enough for me. So. And from formal point of view, the scalar, the star product is defined like series of this type. So the zero coefficients of two functions is just product of functions. Then first coefficients are related to Poisson bracket. And the second one will be the so-called deformation of Poisson structure. One introduced weak products on the tangent bundle to this formal weak, all this, it's a tough mathematical formalism with sheaves, smooth sections, degraded algebras, this space when you construct. But the formalism is established like Feynman diagrams, let's say. You apply, you introduce, you have variables, everything is from general relativity, from Einstein. And we can define this formal weak product by these symplectic and metric forms. The canonical Ashtical Barbero D connection, so I deformed it not to be that usual connection, but D connection necessary for almost Keller structures, is extended on this space of formal series. And the most important values, there are the so-called Fedosov operators. But because I want to work in Ashtikar variables, so these generalized Ashtikar variables, they contain the first part is just the Ashtikar connection, and the second part is distortion. I introduce these operators and computing their commutators and square. It is related to the almost Keller torsion, almost Keller curvature. It's like gauge fields, but everything looks like Ashtikar, but with different, of course, properties. Because I need that torsion for almost Keller quantization. There is an interesting result that I can always to obtain an effective flat Fedosov Ashtikar connection. So having a general one by applying those Fedosov Ashtikar operators, I can transform into a flat one. So square is zero. And this is possible if I find R on hypersurfaces as a solution of these equations. The solutions of this equation is to be found recurrently, on zero, first, and so on. But the formalism is known, and this allow me to define the so-called, to compute and define the star product in terms of Ashtikar variables and those distortions. As a matter of principle, at formal point of view, the deformation quantization was performed. The most interesting thing for a symplectic structure is to compute the cohomology class. And the most intriguing characteristics of deformation quantization is to compute the so-called zero cohomology class of degree zero of the star product. It defines corrections to the Poisson brackets, and they are defined into the terms of generalized Ashtikar curvature and induced non-holonomically torsion of almost Keller structure. And if you work on the tangent bundle in this case, to that hypersurface, we can relate this to the so-called Chern-Weil form, where we have the curvature of the in four dimensions. Is why I need, because I can do the same in three dimension on hypersurface, because we have projections because of 3 plus 1, or I can do in four dimensions the same formalism. And the curvature was that generalized Ashtikar connection. Why I need this? As we observed, nowhere I used field equations, Einstein equations. So I would like to see when deformation quantization, it would be the place like of quantum Einstein equations. So you can see this closed Chern-Weil form. It is expressed in this form. So if you take three-form Einstein equations, written for the Levi-Civita vita in this form, but we can redefine it for the Ashtikar generalized connection. We obtain a similar term here, but no more. So what I would like to say, deformation quantization doesn't take too much care about the form of field equations, of classical field equations. So it's different. To tell the truth, it's not completely understandable for me, this relation. So what I was able to do to find how I can perform deformation quantization with Ashtikar variables deforming and so on. But I cannot solve in one paper all the question arises is, for instance, what is the analog of a master constraint program into the deformation quantization. This is for the future work. And now about discussion and conclusion. So we performed deformation quantization and loop quantum gravity variables. It works. We can compute data one method, go back to the loop quantum gravity or inversely. So a dictionary was established, but there is difference and similarity. So they have common splitting philosophy, 1 + 3 and 2 + 2. In both cases, conservative particle physicists are not yet satisfied by approach. They want diagram perturbative to introduce renormalization, but both approaches are non-perturbative one, background free. So this. But this is on a formal parameter. This is not a perturbative theory of diagrammatic. That is a formal series, first, second, but not. Not is diagrammatic techniques.
I don't want to support the so-called conservative part of physicists. But the problem with quantum gravity is that in the end, you have to connect it to physics that you know. Either through experiment, which we don't yet know what to do, or through something that I understand, the quantum field theory of particle physics. So this is, how do you do that?
This is a big discussion between Nikolai and Timon and a lot of people. So, yes. So, equivalence for generic nonlinear theories, equivalence of two methods is not a trivial task. So, we at least establish the conditions when those methods give equivalent results. This philosophically is related to the Poincaré geometry theory dualism. So the vision of Poincaré was that, okay, real world it exists, but it's a question of librarian. One librarian use one classification of that data, another librarian use another classification. So, but it's a question of mathematical languages, and dictionary was proposed here. A short dictionary. Both theories, both approaches have a complementary character because a set of important problems are treated differently. For instance, quantum gravitational equations and deformation quantization, their form is not so important. In loop quantum gravity, this is very important because the algebra is fixed by constrained algebra by Einstein equations and so on. Now about applications. What I was really surprised that, in my opinion, observed by using this analogy, I can use loop quantum gravity for nonlinear systems. For instance, in analogous gravity, people know about papers by Matt Visser on analogous gravity when they try to modelize some gravitational processes by analogous system. But as you observed, I put a rigorous geometrical equivalence for Lagrange geometry when I can model gravitational processes by a mechanical Lagrangian, analogous, effective. So what I mean, this, okay, cosmological application, verification of quantum gravity is possible, but by these rigorous analogous Lagrangian models, I can develop scenarios like computer modeling. And for instance, I, using this equivalence, I can quantize loop quantum values, transform into their mechanical analogs, and try to testify. In my opinion, this is a very interesting thing. It is related to geometrical modeling. And of course, any generalization to non-commutative geometry, non-symmetric metrics, non-holomorphic Ricci flows, even non-perturbative methods of string theory, we can do that in deformation quantization. Loop quantum gravity was from the very beginning proposed like something very orthodox to general relativity. This is good because we cannot take all universe from the very beginning. But having this language, this dictionary between loop quantum gravity and deformation quantization, we are able always to keep in our mind the quantum version, which is just for the Einstein theory and possible corrections. So that's all. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, let's say we have 5 minutes for questions. So is an existence theorem for L for every Riemannian geometry, if it exists, is it unique? And what's the L for the Schwarzschild black hole?
Analog for the Schwarzschild?
Well, I mean, in the end, everything critically depended on the Lagrangian, from which we derived the GL.
This is a fictive function. You cannot say that a loop quantization parametrizing shift vector and slope that Schwarzschild black hole depends on this. No, you introduce any splitting, and after that you recompute with respect to that basis everything from the Schwarzschild black hole. So in this case, I introduce a fictive Lagrangian to have analogy with Lagrangian geometry, but it doesn't depend. I can introduce anyone.
Yeah, but having worked out this wonderful formalism, I mean, that's the first question I would ask myself. If I write down the Schwarzschild black hole like in Kruskal-Finkelstein coordinates.
Yes, I can rewrite them in Lagrangian-Fiesler variable. Like you can write the spherical solution into Cartesian coordinates. It's not a problem. You can take a Schwarzschild solution in Newman-Penrose variables with, yes.
And so in any of these cases you're describing, you start off with some phase space which has a symmetric structure which
yes.
has to do with motion
yes.
of particles in that background.
Yes. Yes.
And then what you achieve is a quantization of the particles moving in that space.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is not a quantization of gravity, and it's not analogous to quantum gravity, because what you've done is done a quantization of some dynamics in a space-time, treating the space-time variables with the 2 plus 2 splitting
yes.
as if it gave you a phase space.
Yes.
But it's not a quantization of the dynamics of the geometry of space-time.
The geometry of space-time is equivalent to the format into that model of space-time.
Right. So it stayed there for states.
All data.
Deformation quantization is just a word. Okay. Quantization is an algorithm to take a Poisson structure, symmetric structure, and I'm acting on some functions on a
yes.
given dimensional manifold and get you a space of
yes.
Hilbert space. And the space of functions that you began with, which is a Poisson structure, is functions describing particles moving in a given metric. The Poisson structure depends on the metric and depends on the J, which depends on the 2 plus 2 splitting.
These two, in what?
Did not do a quantization in the phase space of general relativity. There's nothing to do with quantum gravity or quantum gravity.
No, this almost Keller model is just for the Einstein equation, for the Einstein gravity. The equations are more sophisticating these almost Keller variables introduced, but they are the same Einstein equations.
Yeah, the stop order has nothing to do with quantization. What you have is that if you have a 2 plus 2 splitting, then you have a symplectic structure you like, and you can look for definition with this symplectic structure, it depends on your end. But
no, it's not so. To say the truth, I can see this. I can encode the data like almost complex structure if I introduce this splitting. I can encode like this, but this doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, because this structure is completely defined by the metric. In Einstein theory, you from the metric construct a unique Levi-Civita connection, or from the metric by 3+1 splitting you construct Einstein Arthicard-Barbero variables. In this case, for the metric I use 2+2 splitting, and I get almost Keller variables, but they are equivalent. So you do not broke Einstein gravity by Arthicard variables. I also do not broke the Einstein gravity by the Keller structures. They are uniquely defined by the metric.
Well, I think Lee asked essentially the same question that I wanted to ask, but maybe I can ask it in a slightly different form.
Yes.
When you say deformation quantization, what is being quantized? What do you actually, what do you call deformation quantization? It's introduction of a star product.
Yes, it's
on the algebra of all functions on space time.
Yeah.
What's the
yes, yes.
So how, in what way can that be?
So
in what way can that be quantum gravity? I mean, suppose you wanted to ask any question, like what is the fluctuation in the light cone at some point?
From the star product to observables and so on, to by introducing background and so on. But this deformation quantization is on the pseudo-Riemannian space-time. And even a Poisson structure is defined by the metric. It's an almost Keller Poisson structure.
If you start with a metric and you get them in a star product,
yes,
and you fix and you have the star product, then the metric is sort of encoded in the star product.
Yes, so
the quantization of gravity means something like a sum over different metrics, like superposition, however you like to say it. That would mean different star products. That would have to be sort of sum over different star products, which is a completely different thing than having one.
No, but there is a cohomological characteristics. That's why, so yes, in deformation quantization, things are treated differently. So they use formal cohomology class. That's why it's important to compute.
Yeah, it's all coming from the star product.
Yes, but so star product.
The star product is more or less.
You can. There is an infinite number of star products.
So you have to do something like a path integral over different star products.
No, because cohomology class is characterized in this by this. So really, in deformation.
But once you fix the star product, no. Then you fix part or all of the metrics.
From
you. You're not doing quantum gravity. That's the same point that Lee was making.
Physical meaning. Physical meaning. No, it's not missing. This is a formal situation typical for deformation quantization. Real importance has not just one star product, but it's an equivalent class. In this case. So let's say a metric, an Einstein metric, defines you a formal cohomology class.
That's fine, but it's whatever it's defined,
the metric is encoded into that structure, whether it's a single star product or an equivalence class of star products.
Yes, and in this case, forms you had closed forms. You understand? So that's why this is expressed. So when you change equivalent representations of the metric, you change, you add a closed form, which do not change the formalism, the different.
What if I change the metric? That's the point. Quantum gravity requires you to change the metric. Quantum gravity is not just pick the solution of the Einstein equations and do a lot of formulas.
Yeah, I understand. It's with quantum corrections, finally, you want to. Do you have a classical solutions and you.
Quantum correction is just on another classical metric.
Yes.
Something like a whole family of classical metrics, or some sort of path integral, or some sort of wave function defined on. There's something like interference between different metrics. That doesn't seem to be here. So in that sense, it doesn't seem to be quantum gravity.
It's a quantum gravity in the sense of deformation quantization. The meaning of what is really deformation quantization and loop gravity, how they are different, it is still unsolved.
Let's say who wants to continue the discussion with the speaker and then thank the speaker again.
Thank you.